I'm Howard Perdue, and I am just as delighted to be here as I can be on stewardship and pledge period. And stewardship has not always been like this with me. It began very inauspiciously. I was probably 11 or 12 years old. We lived in a little ranching town in Idaho, and we were in the church, and I can remember, I don't know, let's say I was 12. And I heard for the first time the elders getting up in the church and saying, we need more money in the church and so forth. And I just, it wasn't comfortable. And I remember going to Sunday school that day, and I was sitting between Ralph Riebel and Bruce Bacon. And Bruce leaned over to Ralph and said, what does the church need all this money for? And Ralph said, well, we got to raise a lot of money for the minister. And Bruce said, oh, that's right. He doesn't have a real job. And that was bad enough, prima facie. But it turned out that the minister at this church was my father. And so stewardship didn't work out for me very well in the early years. And for a long time after that, and I continued to go to church and not go and in and out, but always at stewardship. The best I could get, the highest spiritual level I could reach was to grin and bear it. Until when Martha and I were looking for churches and we walked into this church, and within 5 minutes, we were aware that we were surrounded by a conspiracy to make us happy and welcome here. And it continued all through the day, including bread in our porch at night. And it continued with an invitation to dinner at somebody's house for newcomers and another dinner. And the extraordinary exegesis and homiletics of the pulpit here. And the music was wonderful. And we started finding out what this church does. It's involved in social justice work. It feeds hungry people. It's just an amazing place, and there isn't a sense of self-righteousness, however. There's a sense of highly spirited generosity that seems to drive this. It's spirit, whatever you call it. And we went through the first year, and finally it came up to stewardship time, and I thought, well, this is going to be the test. I'll tell you that right now. And we could not believe what we were hearing from the pulpits, from Phil and Liz, her sermon 3 years ago, if you get on your internet's machine and find that sermon, it's important. It's just extraordinary. And her one last week as well. But anyway, we went to the breakfast, and people said a lot of things, but we'd been to stewardship breakfast before. Mainly it was about, okay, this is what we do here, and we're growing. And in order to continue to grow, or to use Phil's great phrase, to do our work here in our corner of God's vineyard, we need to pay for it. So it was about what we do, not about what we have, and how do we get it done. And there was a spirit of generosity and giving that we hadn't heard before. And so we kind of got clicked into that, and then they said there's going to be this big potluck at the end, and everybody ought to come. And about then, we started getting a tiny little bit of a pledging itch, but didn't know yet. So we came to the potluck, and we walked in, and this place was filled with the spirit of the generosity that drives stewardship here. You want to have a relationship between spirituality and giving, it's here in spades. We walked in, people are laughing and drinking and sharing anecdotes about how much fun this is to do this. But first and foremost, to a newcomer, it was generosity. And we were blown away. And then we came in here, and Father Phil came, and he played some dumb game about whether or not he was an ecclesiastical master, and we could prove he wasn't. I can't remember what it was. But no matter what the questions, he had the answers, and they were all exquisitely right. And then all of a sudden, on a big screen here, there was Bishop Mark live and in person on, I don't do the internet machines that much, but FaceTime, I think it is. Anyway, he was on the screen, and he was in colloquy with Phil, and then with the rest of us, about what a wonderful way in which we approach stewardship. And it was just amazing. And then when that was over, there was laughter and good cheer, and the place was full and full of the Spirit. And then there was a prayer, and it was at the end. And I'm sitting with Martha right there where we usually do, because we're old people and do the same thing all the time. And I said, "Hey, baby, can you believe this? What is going on here?" And she said, "No, this can't be stewardship, for starters." You know, we'd been where the stewardship dinner, the people were talking about the plumbing and turning the lights off to save money. And this is what we're hearing and experiencing, this generosity incarnate in this congregation. And then there was a prayer and a song, and it was over. And we walked up, and Phil and Liz were standing right over here. And I walked up to Liz, and I said, "Liz, we're just blown away here. This just seems magic." She says, "Oh, it is. Happens here all the time." And she looked up to Phil, and he went sort of like, "Oh, yeah." So, needless to say, we pledged, and we took the communion, the confirmation classes, and we were confirmed Episcopalians, and we joined the church, and we've been happy ever since. And no? I guess I don't look happy. It is very new for me to be happy on stewardship, period. That's what I'm saying. And so with that, if there's anybody here new or anyone worried about giving too much, make sure you see Liz's sermon about what Jesus said when people asked, "What should we do?" He said, just sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And if you're worried about giving too much, you'll know when you hit that bar. You'll be walking around here naked. We'll know you too. But outside of that, I have great and high expectation and hope for a congregation that is just spiritually imbued with generosity, and we know and practice good works out in the field. And it isn't about, aren't we great people? It's about, isn't it fun? I mean, try this one on. Stewardship and pledging. It's a blast. Thank you very much.